American Broadcasting Company presents I Love Adventure. Incident number 11. Assignment with a displaced person. A new Carlton E. Morse production featuring Jack, Doc, and Reggie.
I was sitting out front in the A1 Detective Agency office with Doc Long pestering me to get more action in our business or else more women.
Look, Jack, you can't expect a number one Texas boy like me to just sit around the office twiddling his thumbs. Let's go get ourselves a rough-and-tumble shooting case. Either that or let's close up shop and hunt ourselves up a couple of good-looking Hollywood extras.
You're girl crazy. Of
course I'm girl crazy. All Texas boys is girl crazy. Any man with red blood in his veins between the age of 7 and 7 is girl crazy. Or you ought to get his head examined. Look, couldn't you rush around somewhere and hunt us up a case with lots of action in it and lots of women?
You rush around.
Yes, sir, that's my idea. Lots of action, lots of women, and lots of money for a big payoff at the end. I was just thinking...
The door came open aggressively, and there in the outer office stood a tall, blonde, nervous young man. His manner determined, but a look of uneasiness in his eyes and a queer twitch around his mouth. It was the beginning of the strangest manhunt we ever attempted. A manhunt with a beautiful young girl as the wanted person. A lovely young thing named Mary Travers.
I'm looking for Jack Packard.
That's me.
Why don't nobody never come in here looking for me?
Who are you?
I'm Doc Long, doggone it.
Oh.
Well, you don't need to get so dadblame indifferent about it.
Please, Mr. Packard, I've got to have your help. I've got to find a girl. I've got to find her before somebody else gets to her.
Who are you?
John King.
Who's the girl?
Mary Travers.
Who's Mary Travers?
This is her picture. At least this is how she looked in 1941.
Hey, she ain't no more than 10 years old.
Well, she's 17, almost 18 now, if she's alive.
If she's alive.
Yes, and I know she is. I'm sure she is.
You better throw a little more light on this. What's it all about?
Yeah, is this Mary Travers any kin to you?
Oh, no, no. In 1938, Mary's family and my family lived next door on Hudson Street.
Hollywood?
Yes, that's right. Then Mary and her father and mother went to Europe. They got caught someplace in the invasion of Poland, and, well, that's the last anybody ever heard of them. Well,
that's 10 years ago.
I know it. One report came back that Mary and her mother and father were killed. Well, everyone believed it.
Well, what about the Travers family back home? Didn't they do no investigating?
There isn't any family back home, just Mary and her parents.
But why bring the matter up at this late date?
Hey, here. Look at this second picture.
Second picture?
Oh, hey.
Hello. Same girl.
Same girl growed up, man, uh-huh.
You see what I mean? Mary's alive. She's in danger, but she's alive.
Danger?
Yes, and you've got to find her. I don't know where she is, except I think she's in Mexico.
Oh, why do you think that?
Well, that's got nothing to do with it, but she's in Mexico and she's in danger.
Where'd you get this picture, this grown-up picture of Mary?
Stop asking questions and get busy.
What'd you say your name was again?
John King.
John King? Where have I heard that name before?
Look, it isn't John King you're interested in. It's Mexico and Mary Travers. That's where the trouble is.
Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tectum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Santa Maria.
How can I thank thee, O Father, for sheltering me here in this beautiful, secluded convent all the troublesome years of my childhood, all the troublesome years of the Great War, all the years I've been growing from child to girl and from girl to woman. But, O Father, thank thee most of all for bringing me Andrew King. I thank thee for selecting this American boy from across the border for me and sending him to this isolated sector of Mexico that I might meet him, speak to him, and thereby learn to love him. For all thy graciousness and understanding of a girl who has now come to womanhood, who will presently leave this shelter to go out into the world. For all of this, and much, much more, I thank you. Amen.
Sed libera nos a malo, Amen.
This morning, Carlotta.
See?
Oh, I am a lucky person. Do you realize this is the last time you'll probably ever wash the back of Mary Travers? Ah, water's beautifully warm.
See? The last time.
Oh, what would the sisters say if they ever caught you in here giving me a tub bath?
How many times have you said that these past 10 years? But they never have caught me.
They would look at you severely and say, Carlotta, does the convent pay you to cook the food and scrub the floors? Or does the convent pay you to scrub Mary Travers' back? Oh, the sisters try so hard to be severe with their duties. Their hearts are so good.
Sit up, so I may wash the back of your neck.
Oh, Carlotta, he's so handsome. Do you suppose he'll love me all my life?
Who?
Who? Who, she asked. Who do you suppose? My young man. My American senor. My Andrew King.
Hmm.
Oh, shame on you, Carlotta Bettina Perón. I think you're jealous.
Jealous. It is only if I could shake the shoes off the sisters for keeping you so innocent and untouched in this big, wicked world which feeds on such as you.
Oh, pooh. Ouch. Right on my unprotected back.
Do not say pooh to Carlotta. You are a small child sticking out an impudent tongue at an unleashed tiger. You say poo to the world in the vastness of your ignorance.
Today I leave the convent. What is there to fear?
Men?
But I will have Andrew King to protect me.
Perhaps it's he whom you should fear most.
Oh, Carlotta, what a one to worry. Today I leave the convent. Tomorrow I will be in Los Angeles, United States.
You are a little idiot. Anda, put your head over the edge of the tub so I can dry your hair.
Oh, I love it. Why do you say I'm an idiot?
You barely know this Andrew King.
My heart knows him.
Puffy love, why should the Sister Superior let you go out into the world to meet this man whom you have met for 3 times in your life?
4 times, and the sister's right.
The sister is a baby in the arms also when it comes to men. What does she know of these Andrew King?
He came to see her. She could see that we were in love. And just to look at him told her what a fine man he is.
Is he a millionaire?
No.
Is he a capitán of industry?
No.
Is he then perhaps a great political figure?
No, he's just a boy from America.
You see, a miserable loafer. Has he no grace at all to throw himself at such as you with only a workman's pay in his pocket?
Oh, come on, Carlotta. Give me a kiss.
What is this kiss business? Is that going to heal your hurts?
Por favor.
Bueno, now you have had your kiss.
Thank you, darling.
Now get out of that tub and let me dry you before the sisters descend on us and give me my notice.
As Mother Superior of this convent, Mary, it has been my duty to collect and keep records of all those who abide here. I think you must have known all along in your heart that you were left orphaned by the war just done. If there is anyone anywhere in the world left carrying your name, we have not been able to find that person.
Yes, Mother.
You came to us here in Mexico from a Spanish refugee ship, with $50 in gold coins tied in a handkerchief.
I'd forgotten.
Gold is not a medium of exchange in the world any longer, so we have translated it into Mexican pesos and American dollars.
Oh, you should have it. Little enough for all these years.
Take it, child. It is yours. Here, put it in your pocket.
Yes, Mother.
My child, it is with misgiving that I let you go out into the world. Los Angeles is a big city.
But I'm going right to Andrew King. I have his address. He said he would be there. You have met Andrew King. What harm can come to me?
You're sure you wouldn't like to remain here take your orders and become one of us.
Thank you, Mother.
But you do not wish it.
No.
Then go to Los Angeles. Marry your Andrew King. But remember this, Mary Travers. Keep your heart pure. That is your best defense against the world.
And men?
Men are the world, Mary. Men are the world.
Lady.
Yeah, of course.
I was just going to get me a drink of water and a train lurch. I hope you don't mind finding a Texas boy in your lap. Now, you mind if I sat down for a minute?
Oh, tengo la bona de sentarte. Oh, is this Los Angeles we're coming to?
Yeah, and it is some town. I've been watching you ever since you got on the train.
Yes. There was a look in your eyes.
Yeah, I bet there was. What an ambulated dope I was not to speak to you sooner. Hey, how about spending some time with me in Los Angeles and Hollywood?
Oh, that would be nice, but I cannot.
Oh, you can't, huh?
No, thank you, just the same. But I am going to marry a man.
Oh, lucky man.
He also is an American. Perhaps you would know him.
What's his name?
Andrew King.
Andrew King. Hey, not Andrew King.
You know him.
Well, what a meeting this is. So you Andy King's girlfriend.
Oh, that is wonderful if you know him.
Look, honey, what is your name?
Mary Travers.
Huh? Did you say Mary Travers?
Yes.
Well, what you know. Look, Mary, you just put yourself in Papa's hands when we get into Los Angeles. We'll dig up Andy King. We get you a marriage license. You're going to be queen of the manor.
Oh, but I have his address.
Just leave everything to me. Just put yourself in the hands of a man that knows.
Aren't we beginning to slow down?
We're coming in the station. You got much bag?
Just one case.
Oh, a straw suitcase, huh? I got me a duffel bag and overnight kit up ahead. I've been down to Mexico a couple of weeks doing some investigating. Oh, what a train.
This is Los Angeles.
Yes, it's her. I'll go up front and get my baggage, and I'll meet you on the platform in just a minute.
Hurry, little girl. You can lose yourself in the crowd.
But I'm waiting for a friend.
Friend? Oof, that one is no friend. Run, mix in the crowd. You can lose him.
Who are you?
I am one who sat right behind you. Everything that Texas man said, I heard.
Oh, he was friendly.
I saw the look in his eyes. So did you.
He knows Andrew King.
No, he does not. Whoever Andrew King is, he does not know him. It is you he wants.
Well, I don't know.
Hurry, yourself. Yes. He's coming. He's looking.
Yes.
Go to the address you have. Go to Mr. King. Lose yourself quickly.
Please. What was that?
It is the voice of the vehicle of death.
Vehicle of death?
Ambulance.
Somebody has died?
To the north, there has been an explosion. Would you like a bag of hot popcorn?
No. Is that what you have in your wagon? Popcorn?
Sure, sure. Peanuts, popcorn.
Please, I will have a bag of popcorn.
That's good. Nice. I see you got an old straw suitcase. I guess you just come to this country, huh?
Oh, please. I cannot find the avenue called Sunset. Do you know it?
Sunset? Yes. See, the longest street in America. Stay with the main street here. Go to the north, must stay with the main street. You lost, maybe?
If only it wasn't getting dark. No, if I can find the avenue called Sunset, then I'm not lost.
The vehicle of death.
The vehicle of death.
The dead ride well, young lady. I have never ridden in a carriage half so grand. Your popcorn, miss.
What? Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Eat with a clear conscience.
Good night.
Good night. Peanuts, popcorn, fresh popcorn with the salt and butter.
Such a big world. I could have stayed with the sisters in Mexico. I could have stayed at the convent. Night is a dangerous time for women. That's what Carlota said. In this perilous night is a dangerous time for women. The dead ride well, young woman. I've never ridden half so well. Half so well. Mary Travers, that is childish talk. That is not what his sisters taught you. You are not lost. Not really. You are walking to meet your lover. Keep to the north. Walk on Main Street. You will come to the avenue called Sunset. 37 North Maiden Lane. Just off Sunset. There you will come to Andrew King. And there you will come to protection. And there you will come.
Oh, no! Take your hands off me!
What's the matter, honey? You're not too receptive.
Let go of me!
I took you by surprise. I'm sorry.
Please take your hands off me.
Oh, be reasonable, honey.
I don't want to scream. I don't want to make trouble, but I can't help it. If you don't let go of me
okay,
right away.
Okay. That's too bad we can't get together.
Is this what Carlotta meant? A woman rushes from the arms of one man to the arms of another. Is this what the Mother Superior meant? Men are the world, Mary. Men are the world. I'll never find it. The night is dangerous and I'll never find it. The night is dangerous and I'm lost. The night is dangerous and I'm lost.
This is the end, lady.
What?
You can't go no further this way.
Who are you? Why do you say this?
I'm a city guard. Don't you see the red flares? This street's blocked off.
But I must.
Now look. There was an explosion this afternoon. A crew was cleaning up the wreckage of a chemical plant which blew up 3 weeks ago. There still were some explosives buried in the mess. When the machinery hit it, wham!
We heard ambulances.
Yeah, you sure did, Aunt Lady. The last of them cleared out only a few minutes ago. All the dead taken away. But the big tragedy was the wrecked houses.
They blew up houses?
Yeah, an old block on both sides of North Maiden Lane.
No.
Hmm?
No.
Oh, here. Here, sit down on the steps. You sick? You had too much to drink?
No. Not Maiden Lane.
Every house from number 22 to 44.
37?
In the very heart of the explosion.
And where is Andrew King? And where is my love? What have they done to my future?
Get out of the way there. Get out of the way. Let the girl move. Make room. Get out of the way there.
Hey, what is this? What do you want here?
This girl's ill. You run this place?
Why do you bring her here? She don't belong here. Get her out of here. Who are you?
City guard for the restricted area on North Maiden Lane.
Where the explosion went off this afternoon?
Yeah. This girl lost a friend at 37 North Maiden Lane.
In the days, is that it?
Yeah. Take her in the back room and call the police.
This is no place for a nice girl like her.
Well, I got to get back with the red flares to warn others. I'll have to leave her here with you.
All right, I'll do what I can with her.
That's good enough. Having to wait too long now.
This way. Come on.
What is this place?
The Cafe of the Blue Pig. Enter this room, please, and make yourself comfortable.
It smells wicked.
Didn't I say it was no place for a dame like you? Here, sit down. I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to call the cops.
Men are the world. Men are the world.
Sit there until I return.
What must I do? 37 North Maiden Lane is destroyed. Andrew King is no more. I'm lost in the world. Lost in the world. The Mother Superior said, men are the world. Men everywhere. Carlotta said, there is no protection against men except your man. Your own man. But he is gone. No protection except your own man. And he is gone. No protection. No protection. And he is gone. Yes. Yes. Somebody knocking.
Hello.
What do you want?
So this is where you've been hiding from me, eh?
Who are you?
Oh, hey, honey, you remember me. I'm a Texas boy you met on the train.
Oh, yes.
He's going to wait for me on the platform, and you didn't do it.
You've been following me.
Sure.
You didn't have any intention of taking me to Andrew King at all. You didn't have any such honest intention, did you?
Oh, now, look, honey, let me have some more dope about this Andrew King. What goes with you and him?
I don't want to talk about him.
Oh, don't, huh?
He's dead. I don't want to talk about
him. He's dead?
It was at 37 North Maiden Lane where the explosion was this afternoon.
That's the address he gave you, huh?
Why do you care? You didn't even know him.
Why, sure I knowed him. What makes you say that? I told you on a train.
The girl hasn't got a chance, has she? Men everywhere. The bad ones trying to take you from the good ones. The good ones never around when you need them.
Hey, now, wait a minute. What gives, Peter?
You just said you knew Andrew King to get me to go with you. You were just using him for a lure.
Oh, so that's how come you dashed off into the crowd.
Why don't you go away? I'm not the kind of girl you think I am.
Oh, come on. Now, give with this Andrew King business. Where'd you meet him at?
At Oriole.
Is that a town in Mexico?
A village. Near the convent in Boniface Lebo.
Oh, huh.
Twice I met him in the marketplace. Then at the convent when he met the Mother Superior. And the last time he came again and his sisters let us walk in the garden together.
You mean you just only met him four times?
But it was love the first time. One time, four times. 1,000 times it is no different.
Mm-hmm. How long ago was the last time?
2 months.
How come he neglected you like that?
He's an American. He had to return across the border to Los Angeles. You must not say anything against him. The Mother Superior talked with him. She trusted me to come to him. We were to be married.
Did he write to you during them 2 months?
One. He sent the address where I was to come.
This 37 North Maiden Lane address, huh?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you come back to Los Angeles with him right away if you were so much in love?
It was my wish, but the Mother Superior would not let me. I must stay 2 months more at the convent to be sure, to know for certain through prayer and meditation that I was doing that which I should do.
Oh, I see. I want you to come with me.
No.
Oh, now listen.
No, I have been warned.
Look, you're just a little gal alone and lost and scared in the middle of Los Angeles.
And for that reason you think I'm at your mercy?
Oh, now wait a minute.
Well, I'm not.
Hey, you can't do that. Come back here. Wait a minute. Hey, don't try to run across the street. Look out. Look out! Okay, Jack, now you know why the name John King rung a bell in your head.
Yeah, brother of Andrew King, wanted for smuggling and black market operations across the Mexican border.
Check. Now, about this babe, Mary Travers.
Is she in custody?
Yeah.
You don't say that as though you liked it much.
I don't. I'm almost sorry now that I met her on the Yuma L.A. train.
By accident?
Yeah, after combing Mexico for 3 weeks looking for her, I find her riding on the same coach on the same train I am.
Then what?
Well, she tries to give me the slip at the Union Station, and I trailed her to 37 North Maiden Lane.
Oh, wasn't that where the chemical laboratory blast went off this afternoon?
Yeah, right in the middle of it.
That's great.
Don't nobody know whether Andrew King was at home or not when the neighborhood blowed up. Mary Travers thinks that he was.
Where is the girl?
Well, I tried to bring her here, Jack, but you know what she thought.
How would I?
Well, she thought I was a Hollywood wolf, and she run out onto Sunset Boulevard trying to get away, and she got hit by automobile.
What? Dead?
No, she's banged up, but she ain't dead. She's at the St. Catherine Hospital under police guard.
Mm-hmm. I've dug up some more dope on her background. Parents killed in police concentration camp. She was about 9 years old then. Escaped camp with other inmates and was next heard of in Spain.
Yeah, she told me that. Sisters of a convent near Oriole, Mexico, tucked her in. She's raised there. That's where she met Andrew King at, in the Oriole marketplace, while he was down there on a smuggling job. Well, she fell in love. First American boy she ever got to know since her kid days.
Well, King took advantage of it.
Yeah, played on her innocence and on the unworldliness of the sisters, so they was willing to let her come to Los Angeles.
To meet King?
To marry him. Can you imagine Andrew King marrying any gal?
Hmm. Maybe he's dead in that explosion.
Maybe, yeah. I hope so, for Mary's sake. What about this brother John, the one that was in here and got us started on this business?
Well, he's just as right as Andrew is wrong.
Nice kid, huh?
Surprising, isn't it? Twin brothers, one a dog, the other straight.
And John found that grown-up picture, Mary Travers in Andrew's possession? And that's why he knowed she was in so much danger? He knowed Andrew would use her, is that it?
Hey, of course. Doc, did Mary Travers have any baggage with her?
What's the matter, Hewson?
Did she?
Why, sure, battered old straw suitcase.
Well, where is it now?
Why, at the hospital with her.
Well, come on. If Andrew King wasn't killed in that blast, he'll want that straw suitcase, and he'll want it bad.
Oh, Andrew, my darling, how did you find me? How did you know I was here in this hospital?
Mary, listen to me.
But you had died in that explosion. I think that's why I ran out into the street, into the traffic. I didn't care about anything.
Mary, you've got to listen to me.
Oh, yes.
Did you put those packages I gave you down in Mexico into your straw suitcase?
Why, of course, Andrew.
Did you bring them across the border all right?
Well, they didn't even stop me. Why should they? There was nothing wrong. You said there was nothing wrong.
And where's the straw suitcase?
I don't know, Andrew.
You don't know?
Oh, please. I think my shoulder was broken when I was hit.
You gotta know, Mary.
I was unconscious.
You gotta know. You hear me? Tell me where it is.
Andrew. Andrew.
Hey, what's going on in here?
Yeah, what? Oh, it's only John King. Honey, what you crying about? This here's John King, who is a sweet guy.
Yeah, I'm John King.
Hey, Dr. Fool, get back to that door. This is Andrew King, his twin brother.
Hey, oh, no, you don't.
Stop him, Jack. Hey, don't let him get down those stairs.
Andrew!
Yeah. Andrew King, smuggler. End of chapter.
Then, you're really Mr. Long, the detective. You never meant me any harm any time.
Why, sure, honey, that's me. I don't never mean no girl no harm, no time. This here's my sidekick, Jack Backen.
Oh, yes, I've seen you in my dreams, too.
Dreams?
The last couple of days. I've told Andrew here all about them.
Andrew?
Now, that's all right. If she wants to call me Andrew, what difference does it make? John, Andrew, as long as Mary loves me and... as I've loved her ever since she was 9 years old and lived next door.
Yeah, but this dream...
Well, when I tried to run across Sunset Boulevard and was hit by a car, I guess I was out of my head here in the hospital. I had dreams.
Oh?
I thought Andrew came in here and threatened me. He wanted my straw suitcase. I thought he hurt me, and then you two came running in. I heard gunshots and running. I thought Andrew was killed. Wasn't that an awful dream?
No, terrible.
I'd still think it really happened. Except here he is standing right by my bed holding my hand.
Andrew, John, what is it, man?
Oh, but what did happen to the suitcase?
Oh, the hospital attendants put it away. Some policemen came and got it. It must have been very important. They handled it like it was full of gold.
It was important. Evidence in that suitcase is going to smash one of the biggest narcotic smuggling rings in the country.
Mary's not involved.
No. All Mary's involved in is getting well.
And getting married to Andrew.
By all means, getting married.
That's what the Mother Superior at the convent said. It's a man's world. To belong to the world, a girl must find her man and belong to him. And I found my man, haven't I, Andrew?
That's right, Mary. Call him what you will. You found the right man. But definitely.
You have just heard I Love Adventure, a new Carlton E. Morse production featuring Michael Raffetto as Jack Packard and Barton Yarborough as Doc Long. Next week, incident number 12, entitled A Hearse on the Highway, an affair of hijacking and death. Other players in tonight's show included Peggy Weber, Lou Krugman, Russell Thorson, Jay Novello, Janet Scott, Nan Boardman, and Frank Richards. Assignment with a Displaced Person was written and produced by Carlton E. Morris. Organ music by Rex Curry. Your announcer, Dresser Dahlstedt. Reminder. When Johnny Fletcher gets mixed up in mystery, the results are 30 minutes of laughs and thrills for you. So stay tuned. Johnny Fletcher follows next. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.